Good morning, Rabbi Sai. We started learning yesterday, the day before, about different preparations that a person would want to make on Yom Tov, which might or might not need Erev Tavshilin, and might or might not need, which are not considered melachos. So these things are brought down in the Dirshu on Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Aleph. So he says, Ulegaba Asiyas Pu'ulot. The Gabba doing things she'ein malocha b'yontov, which are not considered a malocha b'yontov below ruva tafshilin, right? Then we have to see. So he says as follows: Nechleku apoyskim b'dova. He gives an example. He says, what happens if you want to fold your talis after shachris on yontov, after musaf on yontov? You want to fold your talis nicely so that on Shabbos morning your talis will be nice and neat rather than crumpled and creased. So he says there's a machloikas. Generally speaking, if we go through the next few halachas, we'll find that it's Rabbi Akiva Eger who's mekel, right, throughout. Rabbi Akiva Eger seems to be mekel throughout, that those malachas, those things that I want to do, which is a hachona for Shabbos, and I'm doing it on Yom Tov, but it's not actually a malacha, like folding a talus, like mishing a Sefer Torah, in order to move it from the Yom Tov lining to the position for the Shabbos lining, and other things that we'll see, including, also washing dishes. Yeah, washing dishes. I'm washing the dishes on Yom Tov so that the dishes should be clean for Shabbos. So obviously with an Erev Tavshilin, that shouldn't be a problem. What about without an Erev Tavshilin? So the Eli Rabba says, you need an Erev Tavshilin in order to fold your talus. Rabbi Kiveika says, Hittes Hadova Beloy Ruba Tavshilin. Why? Because he says, Shesova Shemaisa Hachona. Because a preparation, She'ena Melocha, Miyontav Shekdushose Kala, the Shabbos Shekdushose Chamura. He says, Shabbos is a greater level of Kedusha than Yom Tov, and therefore it should be mutter on Yom Tov to prepare for Shabbos without needing an Erev Tavshilin. Ein Osa Klal. What? Same thing. Well, if you want to go to Mikvah on Yom Tov afternoon in order to be Torah for Shabbos, you don't need an Erev Tavshilin for that. Rabbi Akiva Eger would say you don't need an Erev Tavshilin for that. I don't know whether or not you could argue that when you go to Mikvah you become Torah straight away. I know you're doing it with an intention of Kedusha Shabbos, but it does achieve something straight away even on Yom Tov. I mean, if somebody was Thomas Kerry or something like that, once he comes out of the Mikvah he's Torah already. Doesn't have to wait for Nacht.
Is it about Malacha in general, or it's about one day?
We're talking now about Hachonas which are not Malachas. So he says, similarly, V'chein, right, the same thing as folding your talus will be L'gaba Hachonas Sefer Torah, Miyontav L'Shabbos B'loi Eruv, that even if you don't have done an Erev Tavshilin, he says, it's Mashma Shaloi Echriya B'dova, so the B'Shaat Tzion says it's not Machriya, because the Eli Rabba is Machme, Rabbi Akiva Eger is Mekel. And it seems to be that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to, what's it called? Ulam, he says, but. Legabatos hamitas miyontov l'shabbos. What about making beds on yontov morning in order that the beds should be nice and neat for Friday night? Yeah? So he says there, sosam b'sha'atzi, and again, he says there the Sha'atzi discusses it, and he pastens like Rabbi Akiva Eger, she'ein tzorech l'kach erev tavshilin. Even somebody who forgot to make an erev tavshilin, who doesn't need an erev tavshilin because he's not going to cook, or isn't going to bake, and isn't going to light any candles, so he doesn't make an Erev Tavshilin, Afal Piken, he will be allowed to make the beds on Yom Tov, and the Kohen Rabbi Akiva Eger can fold his talus, and the Kohen Rabbi Akiva Eger, he can prepare the Sefer Torah, because these are things which are a hachona for Shabbos, but not a melocha, and therefore, there's no issa according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, because Shabbos has a greater kedusha than Yom Tov.
So he doesn't need the Erev Tavshilin.
But then he wouldn't need the Erev Tavshilin, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger. Eli Rabba would be
Matzah
for their question. Started at Torah Northwest London, Thursday, Ches, Nisan, 26th of March. Yeah. Rabbi Avi Alden Shvita, Rosh Hashivah, Kesa Torah, Badikas Chomet. This week's Torah been sponsored by Nishmas, Chaim Tzvi, Ben Reb Zev, Altus, Winner Rocha, and also in Nishmas, our esteemed founder of Yosef Dov, Ben Reb Shimon Tzvi, Nepal, Itzkovitz, Zechronu Livrocha.
Thank you, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, everyone. They say when you're not sure exactly what to speak about, so always to go back to the very beginning, go back to the basics, go back to the very beginning. So Ola Ba'asa Boidkin is a Chomos Le'eronei. Pesach, I think the title on the paper was Pesach theme, so it gives me the whole Masechet Pesachim. So the very beginning, first Mishnah is Ola Ba'asa Boidkin is a Chomos Le'eronei. Obviously, the discussion will. It's a very practical discussion because Chomos is a very practical sugya, and it's something we all do. So there are quite a few practical nafkamunas which we're going to discuss and which will come out of what we're talking about. But again, this is not a halacha ramaisa shay. Any halacha ramaisa shaylas have to be directed to your rov. Don't take it out from the shay. But I just want to give a bit of a taste of the lomdus here of this sugya here at the beginning of Pesachim, Ola Ba'asa Boidkin is a Chomos Le'eronei. And really, over the next half an hour, what I want to try and do is really three parts. That's what I'm trying to do the next half an hour, a three-part shir. The first two parts, I want to discuss two very important machliksim between Rashi and Tosfos in the sugya. And in the third part, I just want to tie the two together, show how the two are tied, or very closely tied together, and they beautifully explain each other. So that's the three parts. Again, two machliksim between Rashi and Tosfos, and then to try and tie them two together, show how they're tied together. Just before I start, again, a big thank you to all the organizers and to those organizership in general for organizing this year, in particular for inviting me to take part in this Limud HaTorah and in this Kiddush Hashem. And thank you to all the Mishtatfin, all the listeners. Okay, so Rashi and Tosfos do us a big favor here, right at the beginning of Pesachim in the first. Going back to the very beginning. So, Mamash at the very beginning, Rashi and Tosfos throw us into a big, big machlokes of why we're doing B'dikis Chomash. It goes to the very essence of the whole B'dikis Chomash. So the Mishnah starts off, Ola Ba'asa, B'dikis Chomash, Le'eronei, the night of the 14th, there's a mitzvah of B'dikis Chomash. And Rashi says, why are we doing B'dikis Chomash? So Rashi says, Shelo Yaber Olav Bebal Yira or Bebal Yemotze. There is an Issa on Pesach of Bal Yira or Bal Yemotze. Bal Yira or Bal Yemotze doesn't mean not to see Chomash. Bal Yira or Bal Yemotze means not to, I think it's more not to have Chomash that can be seen. It's more an Issa of ownership to own Chomash. And in order to avoid being over the Issa of Bal Yira or Bal Yemotze, says Rashi, do a B'dikis Chomash. That's where the mitzvah of B'dikis Chomash comes in, to make sure you're not going to be over Bal Yira or Bal Yemotze. That is the second Rashi in Masechet Pesachim. Shelo Yaver Olav Bebal Yira or Bebal Yemotze. Tosfos asks on Rashi, Kosh Elirim, Tosfos asks on Rashi, that Rashi's Pshat is Shver, Rashi says, the Tosfos says, because the halach is that anyway, you have to do bittel. Right? We all say, on Erev Pesach, we say Kol Chamira, Mevatel Al Chometz, Ka'afra Da'ara. So if you anyway mevatel the chomets, so there's no chashash of Balirah Balimotze anyway. Balirah Balimotze is taken care of with bittel chomets. So this is Tosfos' big question on Rashi. Why are you saying that you have to do bedikas chomets in order to avoid Balirah Balimotze? You sorted out Balirah Balimotze with your bittel anyway. And even if you do bedikas, you still have to do bittel. The Gemara says, even if you've done bedikas chomets, you still have to do bittel. So if the idea of bedikas chomets was to avoid Balirah Balimotze, it would be very fair, because you've anyway avoided Balirah Balimotze by doing bittel chomets. This is the kasha of Tosfos. And therefore, Tosfos says, Venera to read a whole different reason why we do bedikas. Nothing to do with Balirah Balimotze. Says Tosfos, the reason why we do bedikas chomets is because we are concerned that if someone finds chomets on Pesach, so even if he's been mevatlet, he may come to eat it. Sheloi, yavoi, la'ochloi, in order that you shouldn't come to eat the chomets. For that, you actually have to do a physical bedika, search for the chomets, get rid of the chomets from your house, because for that, bittel won't help you. You can be mevatlet the chomets, you can say that the chomets is ka'afu da'arav. If there's a nice problem, you are tempted on Pesach to eat it, we're concerned you may end up eating it. Shelo yavoi la'ochloi, the only way to avoid this chashash of coming to eat the chomets is to do a bedika and to actually physically get rid of the chomets. That is the machlokes Rashi. And Tosfos, according to Rashi, again, B'dikas Chomets is in order to avoid the Issa of owning Chomets, Barirah Balimotze. Tosfos has a kasha in Rashi that there is the chayr that's not a concern, Barirah Balimotze shouldn't be a concern, because anyway you're going to do bittel Chomets, you're anyway going to be mevatel the Chomets, so that should sort out the Barirah Balimotze. Tosfos says the reason to do B'dikas is for a different reason, Sheloi, Yavoi, La'achla, you shouldn't come to eat the Chomets. So in this machlokes Rashi Tosfos, already there's many nafkamanos. let's just spend a couple of minutes just to discuss some of them. Rabbi Kinega, already on the side, in Yigilin Nashas, already points out the first Nafkimina. He quotes a Mishnah later on, Daf Yudam Abiz, where the Mishnah says that if someone didn't do Bedikas Chametz, for whatever reason, Loi Badak O Yudalot, if he didn't manage to do Bedika on the night of Erev Pesach, on the night of the 14th, so first the Mishnah says, Yivdak B'Yudalot, you should do Bedika during the day of Erev Pesach instead. And then it says, Loi Badak Yudalot, if he didn't search on the 14th, so you should do Bedika even during Yom Tov. And then the Mishnah says, Loi Badak B'Teich HaMoed, if he didn't do the Bedika during Yom Tov, says the Mishnah, Yivdak L'Acha HaMoed. Yeah, and if people realize this, the Mishnah says he didn't do Bedika during on Erev Pesach when he's supposed to do it, and he didn't do it during Yom Tov. Even after Yom Tov, you should do Bedika. Pesach has passed, right? You're on to the cheesecake ready for Shavuos. You should do Bedika Chometz then. Why? Why do Bedika Chometz after Pesach? So the Nesach Chometz Sha'ova Olav Ha Pesach, right? Chometz Sha'ova Olav Ha Pesach is also Asa Machri. You don't have to eat Chometz, which was in Jewish ownership over Yom Tov. So if you didn't do the Bedika before Yom Tov, right, so you may still have some Chometz somewhere which has been in your house over Yom Tov. So even after Yom Tov, says the Mishnah, you should do a Bedika Chometz. That is what the Mishnah seems to say. And that's how Tosfos learns Pshat on the Mishnah. Rashi has a different Pshat on the Mishnah. Rashi says that these words of Loi Bodak Pesach HaMoed Yivdak La'acha HaMoed, Rashi says, doesn't mean how anyone would simply learn the Mishnah. That would be the first Pashim Shana Mishnah. Rashi says the word here, Moyed, does not mean Yom Tov. So we're translating it as Yom Tov. And we're saying if we didn't do Bedika before Yom Tov, do Bedika after Yom Tov. Rashi says the word here, Moyed, doesn't mean Yom Tov. The word here, Moyed, means Moyed, the time set aside for Bedikas Chometz. That's what the Torah means. And it means if you didn't do Bedikas during the time set aside for Bedikas Chometz, you should do Bedikas La'acha Moed after the time set aside. The Lashon Rashi is, if you didn't do Bedikas B'Teich HaMoed, Rashi says, Moed means B'Shar Shishis, Shor Moed Abiyo. There's a time set aside for destroying Chometz, which is until the sixth hour of Erev Pesach. If you didn't do Bedikas B'Teich HaMoed, you should do Bedikas La'acha Moed. Says Rashi, La'acha Moed means Mishesh Shois Olamala. You should do the Bedikas after Shesh Shois. Why? Why does Rashi not translate the Mishnah in the simple way? That the word Moed here means Yom Tov. So Rabbi Kveger says that it's Lishitasam. Tosfos who learns that the idea of the Bedikah is Shalom Yom Le'ochloi. The whole point of doing Bedikah is so you don't come to eat the Chometz. So he learns that even after Pesach there's an Issa of eating the Chometz. So if we're concerned you might eat the Chometz, even after Pesach that Chashash still is relevant. You might eat chametz, which is also to eat, because chametz shavah alav pesach is also also to eat. And in order to ensure shavah yavay la'achloi, you have to do a bedika. However, Rashi is also b'shitasei. Rashi says the idea of the bedika is not because we're concerned you're going to eat it. The idea of the bedika is to avoid bali ra or bali matzeh. Bali ra or bali matzeh only applies before Yom Tov. After Yom Tov, there might be an issue of eating the chametz because of a din, maybe it's even a drabonon of chametz shavah alav pesach, but there's no issue of bali ra or bali matzeh. So therefore, says Rabbi Kibega, this is an Afkamina and the Machlekes Rashi Tosis. Again, Rashi is Rishi Tosse, Tosis is Rishi Tosse. You won't, but you didn't do Bidika. Again, we're talking about you should do Bidika before. If someone, for whatever reason, he forgot, he was in early, he didn't do Bidika before Yom Tov, does he have to do Bidika after Yom Tov? Says Rabbi Kibega, this would be an Afkamina to Rashi Tosse. According to Tosis, the idea of the Bidika, Shalai Yavai Le'achlai. So the Issa of Achilas Chametz is after Pesach as well. And therefore, even after Pesach, if you didn't do it, what are you supposed to do it before? If you didn't, do it afterwards as well, because the Issa of Shalai Yavai La'achlai is still relevant. So therefore, you should do Bedika afterwards. Rashi, who learns that the whole idea of the Bedika is not because we're concerned you need. Rashi says the idea of the Bedika is Shalai Yavai Olav Bari Yavai Le'matzeh. So this Issa of Bari Yavai Le'matzeh, that's only on Pesach. Bari Yavai Le'matzeh is the Issa after Pesach. So therefore, Rashi can't learn that it means you have to do a Bedika after Pesach. Therefore, Rashi has to learn that it means that you should do, but yeah, the word here, Moed, doesn't mean Yom Tov. Rashi has to learn a whole Pshat, and Moed here means the time of the Bia on Erev Yom Tov, and the Pshat and the Mishnah is, if you didn't do Bedika before the sixth hour, you should do Bedika after the sixth hour. That's Nafkamina number one. The Stiplus is in Kelisei Akiv HaChadoshim. There's a Sefer Kelisei Akiv, there's another Sefer Bura afterwards, of letters of the Stipler Kelisei Akiv HaChadoshim. He suggests another Nafkamina, which I don't think you realize, I think it's very shkiach. So he talks about someone who was, which this case in itself is not so shkiach, but it leads to a much more shkiach case, which is, he says, what happens if you have someone who didn't do bidika for whatever reason? He talks about an onus. Someone is maybe in hospital on bidika's chametz night, and he for whatever reason he can't do bidika on bidika's chametz night, and now he wants to come home. Right, he's able to come home, and he wants to come back to his house. Can he come back on Yom Tov to his house, which is Einoi Boduk? He's got a house which hasn't had a bedika. A bedika has not been done in his house. Not because he wasn't amazing by any, he was an onus, he couldn't do bedika. Can he come back to his house, which is Einoi Boduk, on Yom Tov? Did he do a bittul? Let's say he didn't do a bittul. I don't know if he'd be so right, but anyway, whether he did or didn't do a bittul. Assuming he didn't do a bittul, he was in a coma, he was out before. But you can't do once if you miss the time of bittul, you can't do bittul on Yom Tov. Let's say he didn't do a bittul. Keep the nafkamina clear, it'll be if he didn't do a bittul. And he wants to come to his house, which is Einoi Boduk. Says the stipler, that Lechaira, this will be Tola, whether he's allowed to come back to his house, which is Einoi Boduk, will be Tola on the Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Like this. He says, according to Tosfos, Tosfos says you have to do a bedika because there's a gzera, Chazal were concerned, Shalo Yovei La'achlo, we don't want you to end up eating chomot, which is in your house. Says the staff, if you're worried about Shalo Yovei La'achlo, okay, so Chazal Masakim to do a bedika. If you didn't do a bedika, says the staff, Lechaira, you shouldn't come back into your house, which is Einoi Boduk. Go stay in someone else's house, which is Boduk. Because if you come back to your house, which is Einoi Boduk, you're back to Tosfos' concern of Shalo Yovei La'achle. Oh, so Shalo Yovei La'achle, obviously, if you go to, you go on a Chalom Moed out and you've got a restaurant, if the Chalom has nothing to do with you, it doesn't belong to you, it never belonged to you, you've got no connection to the Chalom, then the stipler speaks this out, then the Chalom isn't a Chash Shalo Yovei La'achle. We're not worried about you going and eating someone else's Chalom, right? Or even maybe you're buying Chalom. But Chalom, which is yours, right? And it seems the stipler says, even if it's not actually yours, but if it was yours even, let's say he did the Mechiras Chametz, the stipler says as well, then that's where the Chashash of Shalei Yovei. So to go to Tesco wouldn't be a problem because it's not yours. If you go to, you go somewhere, museum which has got kveh, it's not a problem because it's not your Chametz, nothing to do with you. Where the Chametz is yours or has to do with you, that's where the Chashash is of Shalei Yovei L'Achlei. So says the stipler that according to Tesco's, a person should not come back to his house, which is Einoi Boduk, because of this concern that Tosfos has. Tosfos understands this was the gzera of Chazal, of Shalo Yovei La'achle.
So according to Tosfos, anybody who has chomets in his house that is sold.
Oh, God, that's why I think it's so shchiach. People set aside a room, yeah, in the house which they sell to a guy, and then during Pesach they want to go, they remember they've got something in the room which they want to go and get it, or you get younger families who they go to their in-laws for Pesach and they just lock the door and sell the house, and then during Yom Tov, if they remember they want to pick up their pajamas that they left there, we'll have the same nafkamina. Yeah, it's exactly why it's I think it's a very shechtik nafkamina this that says the stipler kum to Tosfos that should be avoided. Shalo Yovei La'achle. There's a chashash for Shalo Yovei La'achle. According to Rashi, there is no chashash of Shalo Yovei La'achlei. Rashi doesn't say Chazal were never goyzer bedika because Shalo Yovei La'achlei. We don't find that Chazal were concerned about Shalo Yovei La'achlei. They were goyzer bedika because of Shalo Yavar Olav, Babal Yirah, or Babal Yamotze. But says the stipler, if you have a house which is Einoi Boduk, it makes no difference, right, whether you're in the house or not in the house. If you've got an Issa Bari Rah Bari Yamotze because you were not Einus and you didn't do bedika and you weren't the battle of Chavetz, so that Issa Bari Rah Bari Yamotze, you're going to be over whether you're in the house or whether you're not in the house, and there's no reason not to go back to your house, which is Einoi Boduk. So, yeah, and like you say, I think this is like why it's such a shkhtik and afkman, because the stipler talks about someone who's an honest and he didn't do bedika. But again, I think, like you're saying, it's very relevant in cases where people have sold a room with chametz in, or people have moved out of their houses and sold houses, and then they want to go back to pick something up or to get something. Lechaira, you'll have this same nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. Is there a reason to avoid being in the house where your chametz is, in the room where your chametz is? Because Shalo Yovei La'achlei, according to Tosfos, yes. According to Rashi, not.
According to Tosfos, the mechira would only work if you didn't have a right of entry.
The again, I don't think mechira if that interferes with the mechira. I mean, your mechira will help people by Rabbi Yamatzi. There's another issa of there's another gezira of shleiv b'lachlei. So your mechira will help him to avoid by Rabbi Yamatzi probably. So you know you've achieved something, but there's still an issa gezira to call him chazal not to be in that room because of shleiv b'lachlei. Yeah. So let's maybe I've got time for one more nafkamina. Which the Chronim discuss, which is that there's a Gemara later on which says that what happens if you find chametz on Pesach? You find chametz on Pesach, you missed a Cheerio under the fridge, and it appears over Yom Tov. What do you do? On Yom Tov itself, it means not Chol HaMoed, on the first day Yom Tov, you find a piece of chametz. So the Gemara says, koifalov kli, you should cover it. Yeah, you can't burn it because it's yontif. You can't burn chametz on yontif, so you should cover it with a keli. Cover it with a keli. Rashi has a kasha.
You can't burn it
on yontif because it's not letzeruch. But okay, that's the second. Okay, that's the second on Dazayin. The Gemara says you can't burn it. You can only burn it with chametz, so you should cover it with a kini. Rashi asks Akasha that the Gemara on that same Amud, earlier in the Amud, says that if a goy leaves chametz in your house, so maybe the goy, maybe it's a mashkin or something, that the goy has left chametz in your house, and it's Erev Pesach, and you've got a goy's chametz in your house. So the Gemara says that what you should do is build a mechitza. You have to have a mechitza to. Worried you might eat it, again, it sounds like. So you should build a mechitza to separate it from you and make sure that you're not together with the chametz over Pesach. So the Gemara says if you have a goy's chametz in your house. So Rashi asks, why is it that for a goy's chametz you have to have a mechitza? You have to have a mechitza. And if you find your own chametz in Yom Tov, all you have to do is cover it with a keli. You should have to maybe hang up a curtain, put up a mechitza. Why by a goy's chametz you have to have a mechitza? And beyond chametz, all you have to do is cover it with a keli. That's the kasha that Rashi asks. Rashi answers that the difference is that the goy's chametz we're talking about, where the goy's chametz is going to be in your house for the whole Yom Tov, for the whole week of Pesach, the goy's chametz is going to be in your house. For the whole week, you should put up a mechitza, make sure you don't come to eat it. But this, you're going to burn on Matzah Yom Tov. One day Yom Tov, 2 days Yom Tov, right? But afterwards you're gonna burn it. You're not gonna keep it over the whole week. If it's just for a short time, so Rashi says it's enough just to cover it with a keli. That's how Rashi answers the question. The other Rishonim answer a different answer. Other Rishonim say that the answer is that the reason why the Gemara says if you find a chametz, you should just cover it with a keli, is because there's actually an issa. You're talking about Yom Tov. You're not allowed to build a mechitza on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to build a mechitza on Yom Tov. So, again, the goy's chametz is talking about where it's before Yom Tov, and you've got a goy's chametz in your house, so you should build a mechitza. Here, we're talking about on Yom Tov. You found a piece of chametz on Yom Tov. So here, the din is that you don't actually build a mechitza. All you do is cover it with a keli because of the issa of building a mechitza. And the question is, why didn't Rashi like this answer? Why did Rashi say... Rashi's answer is not so gishmak. There's a difference between a short time and a long time. Not so gishmak. Rashi, why didn't Rashi say this answer? It's a very stark answer. The Gemara here is talking about onyotov and yotov. You can't build a mechitza. So, Yachronim say, Gevald Gepshat, they say that when it comes to building mechitzas on yotov, you want to hang up a curtain on yotov. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to? Are you not allowed to? So the halacha is, if it's just a temporary mechitza, you are allowed to put it up on yotov. You are allowed to put up on Yom Tov. Unless it's a Gemara unless it's a mechitza, which is a halachically required mechitza. Mechitza, I think we call it mechitza hamateres. Mechitza, which is matzah. The case of the Gemara is, there's an issa beer in a room with a light on. So the Gemara talks about, if you want to hang up a curtain to darken the room, to, you know, you got a candle, so you wanted to put up a curtain so that you should darken the room to be matir bir. So says the Gemara that you're not allowed to put up even on Yom Tov. Why? It's only a temporary curtain, which really you would be allowed to put up on Yom Tov. But says the Gemara, because it's a mechitza hamateres, like the long distance there, gives it chashivos. It gives it, even though it's only temporary, so it's not such a chashivos mechitza, which is why you're allowed to put it up. But because it's halachically, you know, it's a halachic mechitza, so that gives it a chashivus, and that's also to put up on Yom Tov. So the Achronim say, about the coming back to our kasha of the of Frank Chomtz on Pesach. So the Achronim say like this: they say that according to Rashi, you find Chomtz on Pesach. Is there a problem, right, of you being in this room together with the Chomtz? So according to Tosfos, yeah, because there's an issue of an ochre. Really, you should have to leave the house. According to Rashi, there's no problem really, because again, it might be Bali Rav Bali Matze, but that's not going to help you whether you build a mechitza or not. It's not going to change the Bali Rav or Bali Matze. So according to Rashi, there's no issue of shleiyav an ochre, because that would not be crazy shleiyav an ochre. So the mechitza is not a mechitza which is going to be matir. Sorry, according to Rashi, the mechitza is not anything that's going to be matir you to be there. You can be in the house anyway. Right, like this type said, according to Rashi, there is no din of shalayim alachli. There's no reason not to be in your house just because there's chomets there. Right, there's bali rav bali matzah. Bali rav bali matzah is not impacted by whether there is a mechitza or not a mechitza, whether you're in the room or not in the room. So we have over here another nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, when you find chomets on Pesach, if you would put a wall there, the mechitza does not matter anything, because you're allowed to be in the room anyway. There is no issel shalayyav ila achlay. So therefore, Rashi ataka had the kasha, why can't you put up a mechitza? There's no reason to say it's also to put up a mechitza. Rashi said, you know why you don't put up a mechitza? Not because you're not allowed to put up a mechitza, just because there's no requirement to put up a mechitza, because it's only for a short time. It's not for the whole of Pesach. Whereas according to Tosfos, that it would be, there's an issel shalayyav ila achlay, so the wall would be a matter. The wall would be the mechitza would be what would allow you to stay there. So that would be also to put up. And that's why the other Rishayim taka answer that the reason why you can't pop a mechitza in Yom Tov is because of the Israel building mechitza, because they understand that the mechitza is a mechitza hamateres. Rashi says it's not a mechitza hamateres, the idea of the wall is not being matter anything. There is no Israel shalevah l'achlai. Therefore, come to Rashi, you could pop a wall. Why don't you have to pop a wall? Rashi has to look for other
answers. Why can't you just put a clear over it?
Again, because the Gemara says that in other cases, if it would be before Yom Tov, the Gemara says, you have to put up a wall. So the question is, why don't you have to put up a wall? Why is it clear enough? But a Goy's Chometz, it's not enough just to put a clear over it. Because a kli is such an easy thing to get moved out of place. A kli is not good enough. A kli. So that's Rashi's kasha, that he also should be good enough. Rashi says, okay, for a short amount of time, it's good enough. It goes home, it's the whole week, it's good enough. But so that's a Rashi answer to the question. Joseph says, other Rishi didn't answer that. The idea is that on Yom Tov, you can't be alone.
When does he see the chomets? When are you talking?
On Yom Tov. The Gemara is talking about if you find it on Yom Tov.
The Goyish, you see.
No, so the Goyish chomets is talking about before Yom Tov.
So then it's right? That muktzeh, you can touch it, you can move it.
Yeah, but the Goy's Chometz, again, we're talking about where the Goy's Chometz is allowed to be in your house. It's belongs to the Goy.
Right.
It's allowed to be in your house. You have to build a mechitza.
Then he can move it.
Yeah, but
again,
we're
going to move it to where? Again, then you put it in a place, you put a mechitza, so it's like, but the Gemara's case where he sees his own Chometz, that's on Yondiv, that's why he puts a kli on it, because he can't touch the Chometz. Whereas,
The Goy's Chometz, again, I let's just talk about someone who lives in one open plan room house, right? So he's going to put up a mechitza, he has to start off, he's got a Goy's Chometz, he has to put a mechitza over it. So, you know, hang up a curtain in the corner, and so why can't he do that on to your own Chometz as well? If you find Chometz, you don't have
to. Because you're young, if you can't do the mechitza.
So why does Rashi not say this? Why does Rashi not say on Yom Tov you can't put up a mechitza?
I don't know.
Rashi doesn't answer. So this is what I'm trying to explain. That Rashi doesn't say this because the issue of putting up a mechitza on Yom Tov, if it's only a temporary mechitza, is only if it's going to be a halachically required mechitza. That's what he said. According to Rashi, this mechitza is not being matter anything because there's no. According to Rashi, there is no issue of shalom yom al achvay. So no, that's not the problem. The question is how you answer Tosfos' kasha, right? Tosfos asks that. There is no Bari Rav Bali Matzah, because anyway you have to do bittul. How do you answer that question? So there's one other machlekes. right? There's one other major machlikas between Rashi and Tosfos in the sugya of Bdikas Chometz, which is, what is bittul when you mavatal chometz? What are you doing? You stand up, you say kol chamira. What are you doing? So I think most people, you know, if you meet someone, you know, you stop someone on the street, ask them what is bittul chometz, and most people will tell you that you're being mafgir your chometz. You're making your hefka. Yeah, you're hefka. Yeah. Now that is how Tosfos Taka learns. Tosfos learns that it's hefka. Right, that's what it is. Rashi, Rashi says that bittul has nothing to do, it's got nothing to do at all with hefka. No shaykhs to hefka. And Rashi explains that bittul is like a new creature to do with the word tashbisul. The Torah says there's a mitzvah of tashbisul, and Rashi says tashbisul is sort of a feeling in your mind and in your heart, right, that a decision that you make, that this chometz is worthless to you. It's worth less to you than afro, the arrow, but it's nothing to do with hefka. It's not hefka. It's nothing to do with hefka. It's a decision that this chometz is worthless to you. That's all it is. Machlek is Rashi and Tosfos again with many afkamenas. We don't have time for. Just to try and tie up over here, what's going on? How to answer this question of Tosfos? Again, we said Tosfos asks on Rashi that why is the bedika in order to avoid bari abalam? So anyway, you're going to do bittul. That was the kasha of Tosfos. The Ran says, is that Rashi was concerned, right, that very nice, you're going to do bittul, right? And it's very easy to do bittul on a Cheerio, you know, under the fridge, on crumbs, all these things are very easy to move out. But what happens if you're going to find a nice, you know, parkway tray of cream cakes on Pesach? And to say that you've been with Vatalens, it's worth less to you than the dust of the ground, is much harder, right, than a stray Cheerio under the fridge. And Rashi was concerned that your bittul might not be belev shalim. And because Rashi was concerned your bittul might not be belev shalim, he said, Rashi, you know what, you better do a physical bedika before to make sure to get rid of the chomet so that you're not going to come to be over balira or bal yi motzi. Now, just very short, in the 2 minutes that we have left, Rabbi Kivega asks on this run, he says, we know from Aran Shas that whenever you do a sale or give a matana and you come afterwards and you say, oh, I didn't really mean it, so the Varam should believe, Einom the Varam. Yeah, very nice, you didn't mean it, you did a sale, you told someone you're selling them your house, you told someone giving them a matana, to come afterwards and say you didn't really mean it is meaningless. Varam should believe, Einom the Varam. So Kivega asks, on the Ram, what does the Ram mean that we're worried that the guy maybe, yeah, he stood up, he said kol chamira, right? But he said kol chamira, he said he's being mevatel the chomet. Now he comes around after and says, I didn't really mean it, such a good tray of cream, of a parkway cream case, I never really meant it. Who cares if you didn't really mean it? The Ram should believe, Einom the Varam. So what the Chachamim explain is that it comes back to this machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. They say, Rashi, lishitosoi, right? Rashi learned that bittul is not hefka. Bittul is just a decision that this chometz is worthless to you. So when it's just a decision in your head, right, or feeling in your heart that this chometz is worthless to you, there, it's something which is completely dependent on the heart. According to Rashi, the Ransom said, you don't even have to say anything. We say kol chamira, because we're just being Christians for the other children. You don't even have to say anything. It's just a feeling in your heart. It's a decision and a feeling in your heart that this chometz is worthless to you. That's something which is totally in your heart. And there you don't say the Ransom believe in the Ransom, because it's not something which is done by saying that I'm being mevatlet. It's something which is completely dependent on what's going on in your heart. So if you didn't mean it in your heart, it's taka not bottle. According to Tosfos, right, Tosfos learns that bittul is hefka, right? You're being mafgrit. So if you're mafgrit, that's taka got a din. If you say something is hefka, it's something you have to speak out. Right? Something you have to speak out. You have to say, I'm being mafgrit. It's chalos, like selling something, when I give you my tana, it's chalos, you have to say you're mafgrit. Once you've said it's hefka, then Dvarim Shebelev, Einom Dvarim. Even if you didn't really mean it, Dvarim Shebelev, Einom Dvarim. So it comes out beautifully that these two machlechs and tie into each other. And just to summarize, so Rashi says that the bedika is in order to avoid Bali Ra or Baal Yemotse. Tosfos asks, why are you anyway doing bittul? You're anyway doing bittul. So how do we answer that question, the anyway doing bittul? So Tosfos learns a whole different, the bedika is taka, nothing to do with Bali Ra or Bali Matze. The bedika is Shelo Yavoy Le Ochle. How are we going to answer Rashi? And says it's Rashi Lishitasei. Rashi learns that what bittul is nothing to do with hefka. It's not at all to do with hefka. It's just the decision of your heart. That's where we're concerned that maybe you're not going to do it belief sholim, and therefore you have to do a bedika in order to avoid bari or bari amatzi. Tosfos, who learns that bittul is saying that it's hefka, say it's Tefka. So that guarantees, once you said it's Tefka, that guarantees that there is no Barua Bale Matzi. Because even if you didn't really mean it, I don't care, Dvar Shah believe, in or Dvar, once you learn that Bittl is Hefka, a regular Chalei Sefka, if it's a regular Chalei Sefka, but once you say it's Hefka, even if you didn't really mean it, doesn't matter, Dvar Shah believe in on the Baru. And therefore, according to Tosfos, the Bittl, Tosfos Shitase, the Bittl guarantees that there's no Barua Bale Matzi, which is why Tosfos asks Rashi, why are you doing Bidika? You've done Bittl anyway, there is no Barua Bale Matzi. And therefore, Tosfos has to learn a new pshat that the reason for the Bidika is Shalei Yavad Achlei. Rashi the Shitase, who learns that the Bittl is just the decision in your heart that's worthless, so that's where we don't say Dvar Shah believe in the Bar, and that's where we're concerned that maybe you won't do a Belief Shalem, and that's it. Rashi learns, no, even the Barua Bale Matzi itself requires that you should do a Bidika, we still have an opportunity. People don't realize that the Seder will be much more rushed. I think once Mashiach comes, we have to do everything that we do, plus also eat the Pesach. It's Hashem. We zeicha to keep all the mitzvahs properly. I thank you very, very much. A great Shkeich.
You remind me of two stories that happened to
Lebron.
Okay. First of all, Rabbi Alan Lindsay went to Israel for Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, he found out that his parents were Istanbul. So he flew back to the court. The question was, could he stay in his house? As far as I remember, you can always check out the Israel. He was allowed to come in. He was allowed to come into his house and sleep there, but not allowed to go to his kitchen. That's story number one. Right? I heard from another local. There was a kiddush in the house before, some weeks before Pesach. There was a little kid eating all the food. And he'd eaten all the food, and there were still some nice things there. So he thought, I'll hide it up the road. He took some nice cream cakes and put up halfway to him. Climbed up his father's swallowing shelf.